In a sense, wrote Cecil Roth, the Jewish Dark Ages may be said to begin with the Renaissance. Earlier on, there had been massacres and other forms of persecution during the Crusades, the Black Death, and under other pretexts. But these had been lawless outbreaks of mass violence, actively opposed or passively tolerated by the authorities. From the beginnings of the Counter-Reformation, however, the Jews were legally degraded to not quite human status, in many respects comparable to the untouchables in the Hindu caste system. Quote, the few communities suffered to remain in Western Europe, that is, in Italy, Germany, and the papal possessions in southern France, were subjected at last to all the restrictions which earlier ages had usually allowed to remain an ideal, end quote. That is, which had existed on ecclesiastical and other decrees, but had remained on paper, as for instance in Hungary. Now, however, these ideal ordinances were ruthlessly enforced. Residential segregation, sexual apartheid, exclusion from all respected positions and occupations, wearing of distinctive clothes, yellow badge, and conical headgear. In 1555, Pope Paul IV, in his bull Cum Nimis Absurdum, insisted on the strict and consistent enforcement of earlier edicts confining Jews to closed ghettos. A year later, the Jews of Rome were forcibly transferred. All Catholic countries where Jews still enjoyed relative freedom of movement had to follow the example. In Poland, the honeymoon period inaugurated by Casimir the Great had lasted longer than elsewhere, but by the end of the 16th century it had run its course. The Jewish communities, now confined to shtetl and ghetto, became overcrowded, and the refugees from the Cossack massacres in the Ukrainian villages under Khmelnytsky led to a rapid deterioration of the housing situation and economic conditions. The result was a new wave of massive emigration into Hungary, Bohemia, Romania, and Germany, where the Jews who had all but vanished with the Black Death were still thinly spread. Thus, the great trek to the West was resumed. It was to continue through nearly three centuries until the Second World War, and became the principal source of the existing Jewish communities in Europe, the United States, and Israel. When its rate of flow slackened, the pogroms of the 19th century provided a new impetus. The Second Western Movement, writes Roth, dating the first from the destruction of Jerusalem, which continued into the 20th century, may be said to begin with the deadly Khmelnytsky massacres of 1648 and 49 in Poland.